Start of the second quarter at Kearney High School. Broken Bow in front of Freeman, 11-10 in the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase, game number 5 today. As Freeman with the ball out of the timeout to start the second quarter. As Janae Martin jumps in front of a pass, comes up with a steal for Broken Bow. Outlet up ahead to Charlie Myers within the right front court. Gives it to Martin at the top of the key. Looks to drive, slides it over the left side. Quinn gets in the middle of the lane, floats it. And back up top to Myers, and they reset. Staples up top, right wing to Quinn. No, straight on three by Martin. Skips off iron. And the rebound, batted around, finally secured by Taylen Lang for Freeman. And it's tied up quickly, and the possession arrow gives it right back to Broken Bow. So a baseline inbound here for Bow. Find Myers. Three. Air ball. Out of bounds. Freeman ball. Broken Bow 7-4 on the year, but they've lost 3 in a row, all against Class B schools with winning records. Freeman at 9-1 on the season. They've won 3 straight. Their only loss came December 28th against Syracuse. As Wallman pushes it ahead for Freeman. Pass misses the mark. Out of bounds. Another Freeman turnover. They've struggled with Broken Bow's defense here so far. Lady Indians, they've done it with defense all season, only allowing an average of 37 points a game for their opponents. As Quinn drives in the lane, the runner off the right side, offensive rebound for Tibbs, and she gets hacked. Foul goes on Pella, and Isabel Tibbs to the line for 2 free throws. First shot for Tibbs, too strong. Takes a couple waist-high dribbles. Second shot up and through for Isabel Tibbs. Makes it a 12-10 Broken Bow lead. 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Wallman with it for Freeman in the backcourt. And again, having trouble with this Broken Bow press. And another 10-second violation. No, they'll say Freeman got a timeout just in time to avoid the turnover. 6:47 left in the first half. Broken Bow 12, Freeman 10. Timeout here in the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase on KBear 92.3. 6:47 left in the first half. Broken Bow leading Freeman 12-10. That Broken Bow full court press continuing to cause problems for Freeman. Not for the timeout. That would have been their third 10-second backcourt violation. It's Freeman inbounds. Verhoeven with it at center court. They move it around the arc. Broken Bow in man-to-man defense after they started the game in a zone. Savannah Mahler up top. Gives it up. Works it. Left corner. Pella. Three. Hits. Jordan Pella puts Freeman back in front. 13-12. 6:20 left in the half. Charlie Myers, left wing three, answers! Charlie Myers puts Bow back in front, 15-13, 6:13 left, and there's a steal for Gabby Staples. Myers on the right side, gives it to Staples along the sideline, up top, Martin swings it around, comes back to Martin, dribbles to the left side, gives it up. Myers on the right side, one bounce, out to Staples. Finds Martin. Good look for three. Nothing but net for Janae Martin. As Broken Bow starting to heat up from outside. It's an 18-13 Broken Bow lead. 5:45 left in the second quarter. Is Freeman able to get across half court that time, and a foul as Charlie Myers knocked the ball out of the ball handler's grasp. They'll say she got a piece of the arm. Couple subs here for Freeman as Elizabeth Eisenbarth and Sydney Lenners both check back into the game. Out there with Verhoeven, Johansson, and Mahler for the Falcons. Eisenbarth on the left side, down into the corner for Lenners. Bow back to the 2-3 zone. Mahler at the high post. Gives it to Verhoeven, comes down the right side of the lane. The runner off backboard. Rebound batted around a couple times. Comes to Eisenbarth. Put back won't go. Ball out of bounds. Stays with Freeman. They take it out of bounds on the baseline. Up top from just beyond the free throw line, Johansson misses off the right. Rebounded by Quinn for Broken Bow, looking to push ahead and transition. Myers left side, fires another three. That one's short. And Johansson boards it for Freeman. Sverhusen takes it ahead. Trying to get across half court. Pass too high for Mahler to handle. Out of bounds at the scorer's table. Broken Bow takes it back. As Wallman and Rene check back in for Freeman to replace Mahler and Lenners. Boy, Broken Bow's defense is just giving Freeman fits so far this afternoon. Gabby Staples with it up top for Bow with a five-point lead. Myers along the far sideline. Work it to Staples in the right corner. Up top to Martin. Looking to drive. Slides it left side to Myers. Gets a screen. Work it around. Martin, open three. Got it! Jenna Martin hits again, and it's a 21-13 Broken Bow lead, 4.5 left in the second quarter. Biggest lead of the day so far for the Indians. Get a trap along the sideline, tied up. Possession arrow stays with Freeman. Zansley Campbell checks in for Bow to replace Tibbs. Lang and Pella back on for Freeman. And Matty Diedrichs, a late sub in for Bow to replace Staples. 4:26 left in the first half. Broken Bow now in front, 21-13. So they've been able to knock down some three-pointers here. Pella, left corner three for Freeman. Rims out. Campbell gets the rebound and gets fouled. Foul goes on Wallman, her first, and Staples back in for Broken Bow to replace Quinn. As we were tied at 10 for a good long stretch, Freeman briefly had a 13-11 lead, but Broken Bow has then knocked down a string of three-pointers. Myers with it up top for Bow. Myers on the right wing. She'll try another three. That one's short. Rebound out of bounds. As it bounced off Campbell when she had her foot on the baseline, so it'll be Freeman's ball. Quinn back in for Bow. Replaces Staples. 3:55 left in the first half. 21-13 Broken Bow. Freeman with the ball. Verhoeven in the right front court for the Falcons. Guarded by Myers, gets it up top for Lang. Work it around, Verhoeven, right side, three-pointer, air ball. Diedrichs grabs it for Broken Bow, pushing ahead in transition. Matty Diedrichs down the right side, stops, kicks it out. Myers slides it, Martin, open three again. That one just bounces off the rim and goes over the backboard out of bounds.